The Barry Colts marched into North Bay Memorial Gardens on Friday night for the opening game of their second-round Ontario Hockey League playoff series against the Battalion and came away with a 3-2 overtime victory. Josh Kavanaugh had the overtime winner just 1:49 into extra time, his first goal of the playoffs. Evan Vierling and Ethan Cardwell set up the goal after some hard work in the corner. With the win, the Colts take a 1-0 lead in the best-of-seven series. Game 2 goes Sunday afternoon, beginning at 2 p.m., back at North Bay Memorial Gardens. North Bay defenseman Ty Nelson opened the scoring with 6 minutes left in the first period with his third goal of the playoffs. 5 minutes into the second period, Battalion winger Owen Van Steensel put the home side up 2-0 on a feed in the slot from Liam Arnsba. And with that, the Colts would soon come to life offensively. With about 8 minutes left in the middle frame, the Colts narrowed the score to 2-1 when Barry's Zach Weigel fired one past North Bay goalie Dom DeVincentis for his first goal of the postseason. 3 minutes into the third period, Colts captain Brant Clark knotted the game at 2-2 with his sixth goal of the playoffs and league-leading 18th point. The Los Angeles Kings prospect blew a kiss to the North Bay crowd after the goal. BC55 is a man-made light skin tone hashtag giddy up. Hashtag go Kings go pick.twitter.com/powo2k8sgl. X. Barry Colts. At OHL Barry Colts. April 15, 2023. With a 5-on-3 power play. It looked like the Colts had taken their first lead of the game on a tic-tac-toe passing play finished off by forward Jacob Frasca. However, after video review, the goal was called back on an offside play at the blue line. The Battalion ended up killing off the penalties and got some life. The two teams traded chances, but the score remained even after regulation and went to overtime. The Colts didn't waste much time en route to a 3-2 overtime win. Barry goalie Anson Thornton finished the game with 39 saves on 41 shots, while North Bay's DeVincentis turned aside 27 of 30 shots. Vierling finished the game with 2 assists. The announced attendance was 3,720. It was also announced earlier in the day that Barry forward Ethan Cardwell had signed a 3-year, entry-level deal with the San Jose Sharks. The 20-year-old Cordis, Aunt, native was selected in the fourth round, 121st overall, of the 2021 NHL entry draft. The show continues to California. Sun. Congratulations to Ethan Cardwell on signing his entry-level contract with the at San Jose Sharks hashtag giddy up, hashtag SJ Sharks. pick.twitter.com/zcx6ilftsa. X. Barry Colts. At OHL Barry Colts. April 14, 2023. The series shifts back to Barry for Games 3 and 4 on Tuesday, April 18 and Thursday, April 20 at Sadlin Arena. Puck drop is 7:30 p.m. both nights. Click here for ticket information at Sadlin Arena. If necessary, Game 5 will be played in North Bay on Saturday, April 22 beginning at 7 p.m. followed by Game 6 on Monday, April 24 in Barrie at 7:30 p.m. Should the series go the distance, Game 7 will be played the next night on Tuesday, April 25 at North Bay Memorial Gardens starting at 7 p.m. Elsewhere around the OHL on Friday night, the Ottawa 67s doubled up the Peterborough Petes, 4-2, in Game 1 of the other Eastern Conference matchup. Over in the Western Conference, the London Knights jumped out to a 3-0 after the first period against the Kitchener Rangers and didn't look back en route to an 8-4 win, while the Sarnia Sting blanked the Saginaw Spirit, 3-0, in the other series. Series at a glance. Game 1 Friday, April 14 at North Bay, Colts 3, Battalion 2, OT. Game 2 Sunday, April 16 at North Bay, 2 p.m. Game 3 Tuesday, April 18 at Barry, 7:30 p.m. Game 4 Thursday, April 20 at Barry, 7:30 p.m. Game 5 Saturday, April 22 at North Bay, 7 p.m. Game 6 Monday, April 24 at Barry, 7:30 p.m. Game 7 Tuesday, April 25 at North Bay, 7 p.m. **. If necessary.